మేధాం దేవి సరస్వతి మేధాం మే అశ్వినాభౌ ఆధత్తాం పుష్కరస్రజాః ఆప్యాయంతు మమాంగాని వాక్ ప్రాణ చక్షు శ్రోత్రమధోబలమింద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్ అనిరాకరణమస్తు అనిరాకరణమస్తు తదాత్మని నిరతేయ ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాః తే మయి సంతు ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. Hearty fraternal greetings and good wishes to all the brothers and the sisters. The devotion leads to synthesis when the formless, nameless one is also visualized in the forms which are named. All that is formed is formed from the formless. There are theologies on the planet who deny the essential divinity in form. They say it is idolatry. There are others who see the divine in the form and do not realize that the divine is formless as well. That's why there are two schools of thought. Some see the one in form and some refuse to see the one in form. They think that the ultimate is formless. It is true that it is formless, but it has potential to formations. Yes. And it is easy to express the formless through the form. Therefore, synthesis is to see the one in the form and beyond the form. Some prefer to see through the form. Some prefer to relate to the formless. There are very few who accept both situations. Such ones are in synthesis. Others, they are bound to miss when the one is present. Yes. The ones who adore the formless, cannot experience when the divine takes to form. And those who prefer to see divine in form also miss the divine when they are stuck with a form. This is how many times the presence is missed while it is sought. We seek presence, but when the presence approaches, we tend to miss. That has been the story of the humanity. When the formless takes to a form, even if it is an avatar, there are many who could not see, yes, who could not experience. A few only could experience. When a lesser manifestation like a master of wisdom from avatar, avatar is the optimum descent of the one into form. The next grade is the one appearing as a grand master. Then also humanity misses to see and experience. Very few experience it. When Krishna happened, there are few who could realize that it is the avatar. Many could not accept because they believed in formless state. Blessed were those who could relate to Krishna in form. Krishna in form, Krishna out of form are two different things. Yes. When it is the universal energy in form, you take to ecstatic experiences, blissful experiences. The very look, the very touch, the very smile of an avatar leads you to samadhi. Contrary to teachers of light who give the techniques to relate to the one inside to reach samadhi. Reaching samadhi through yoga or through discipleship is an individual effort. But when that which you intend to reach is straightaway present in the form, the look coming from that form, the touch coming from that form, the smile coming from that form lifts you up into samadhi. Yes. It's like one trying to magnetize himself, another associating him with a magnet. When an iron piece associates with a magnet, there is no more effort. Magnetization happens and the iron piece gets magnetized and becomes a magnet. That's how when avatars descend, many are lifted up. Yes. Many are lifted up into samadhi state. Yes. That's the beauty of an avatar. The avatar of synthesis, who is around, let his energy pour down in all kingdoms. May he lift up the earth to the kings of beauty. Not only the beings of earth, but also the earth. That's the beauty of an avatar, which happened on the planet many times. People expect an avatar, but when the avatar come, avatars happen. All those who are expecting, they deny. Yeah. Because they do not know that an avatar can happen at any place, at any time, in any community. Because he is all potential and he is all capable, he mostly expresses through least expected sources. Therefore, avatars are missed. When avatars are missed, it's not so very difficult for humanity to miss the great initiates, isn't it? When Pythagoras was, few only could recognize. When Jesus was, they are not only in the past, they are also in the present. But when they were ministers, yes, many miss and even deny. Was not Jesus the Christ denied? Was not Pythagoras denied? Was any prophet recognized in his own land? They don't see. They don't see because they have another understanding. See, there was an expectation of Messiah by the Jewish community. But when the Messiah happened, they could not see. He fulfilled every promise, every prophecy. Jesus the Christ, he fulfilled every prophecy. But then, very few could relate. Because we are bound by our own concept of God. As long as there is a concept in you about God, about the universe energy, yes, you only remain in the mental plane. Yes. All concepts belong to the mind. Yes. The one who is beyond concept cannot be perceived according to your concept. You cannot lay down terms and conditions how he should appear to you. As is available, so you should be able to experience. So be it initiates, be it great initiates, be it avatars, people miss whether they are pursuing the divine in form or out of form. The ones who relate to the formless one cannot easily accept when the formless one takes to a form. That's how ది వన్స్ హూ థింక్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ వెన్ గాడ్ అప్రోచెస్ దెమ్ త్రూ ఎ ఫార్మ్ దే కెనాట్ రిలేట్. ది వన్స్ హూ ఆర్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ హూ వర్షిప్ ది గాడ్ ఇన్ ఫార్మ్ ఆల్సో మిస్ an avatar or a prophet or an initiate. Why? Because they have a concept of him. Yeah. They expect him to be in this way, but he appears in another way. There are many stories relating to how prophets were missed, how avatars were missed, how initiates are missed, whether you relate to the divine through form or beyond form. And in the stories of all avatars you find that there are people who are so well devoted, but yet they miss them. We miss, we are bound to miss when the light approaches. When we have set ourselves to a concept of the light. So synthesis, which is basically a dimension of Aquarius, it speaks of the divinity who is nameless, formless, and also has the potential to be formed. Yes. When we speak of synthesis, we have to speak of Aquarius. Aquarius is what is called the month of Magha or magic. Magha. Mahat. Mahat means that plane of existence where from seeming nothingness, apparent something happens. Where the apparent something is lifted up into seeming nothingness. It is a state of is and is not. Is and is not are represented by through vertical lines in Aquarius, through horizontal lines, electrical lines in Aquarius. One represents is, another represents is not. So in between is and is not, if one can stay, then he is able to experience the manifestation and demanifestation of the one. When Noah spoke about the deluge, very, very few believed him. When the incoming of the Messiah was announced by John the Baptist, many did not believe. Yes. When he arrived on the banks of Jordan River, John the Baptist very clearly said, "This is the one who will deliver us." In spite of it, not many could relate to him, much less follow them. Yes. It is the case with humanity, which is theistic. Yes. Among the humans, there are theists and atheists. The so-called theists, they suffer from their own concept of God. Therefore, they miss Krishna, they miss Dattatreya, they miss Shankaracharya, దే మిస్డ్ బుద్ధ, దే మిస్డ్ పైథాగరస్, దే మిస్డ్ జీసస్ ది క్రైస్ట్. సో మనీ ఈవెన్ టుడే దేర్ వుడ్ బి ది ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ మూవింగ్ అమిడిస్ట్ ది థిక్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్స్ అండ్ యట్ వన్ మే మిస్ బికాస్ we don't see what is there. We only want to see what we want to see. Yes. We want to see in a particular form, but it presents in a different form. And it can be known only when you are completely devoted to see Him. Completely devoted to see Him at any time. At any time. At any place. Yes. Need not be in a holy place. There no place is a limitation to the divine. No time is a limitation to the divine. You can't say, why, how is it at this time you have come? You can't say, how is it that you have come? At this place, any place, any time. It can come in any form. It may be holding any name. So it's not easy to stay devoted all the time. To stay devoted. So devotion, devotion, devotion that we speak of. The scriptures speak of that devotion where you are open to every possibility. Every possibility that the divine can reach you from within you. From within. The divine can reach you from outside. At any time, at any place, in any form. Yes. So to stay alert. To stay alert is the fundamental quality. Yes. As alert as the dog. We are shown in the Puranas that around the Lord there are four dogs. Meaning, where there is a dog, there is a possibility to relate to the divine. Because a dog notices even earlier than you, when some energy expresses itself in form or out of form. Yes. A dog can sense better. A dog can listen better. You may not be able to. Like that a horse, what we call the horse sense, it can feel the presence in form or out of form much better than a man. Yes. So that's why we are told to be as alert as a dog, as alert as a horse, as alert as a cow. Yes. There are some animals, they are at all times alert. Whenever an energy visits, even any other being visits, they are alert. So when you don't have this kind of alertness, and when you are a prisoner of your own concept of God, then you are bound to miss. They are bound to miss. That is what is said by Lord Krishna to Lord Maitreya. People crave to see the divine, but they are all bound in their own skeletons. meaning their own understanding of God. So even when the divine gives a very intimate presence, it cannot be experienced. That's why blessed are those who put themselves out of all concepts when it comes to the infinite. Yes. Infinite is infinite. When you stand in definition, meaning when you make it finite, define, of the finite. Of the infinite, when he is defined, you limit all possibility first of experience. That's how it is. It happened to many devotees like that. There was a devotee who was relating to Lord Shiva. And he was always worshipping a Shivalingam. But during one lunar eclipse time, divinity appeared in another form. Yes. But he was lucky enough, he was devoted enough, that it is the same divine in another form. And he could relate. Consequently, he was blessed and was put to a task. Put to a task by which he was immortalized. Yeah. I give you recent examples. Yes. Yes. Master C.V.V. was a deep devotee of Lord Krishna before the energy descended. He was a deep devotee to Lord Krishna. The energy decided to descend into him. And thereafter, he has come out of even the concept of Krishna and taken to the universal Krishna consciousness, which he did not name it. He did not give a form to it. He called it the Master. It is that energy which we invoke when we say Master Namaskaram or Namaskaram Master. To which Master are you referring to? The nameless and formless one who can descend directly into you and give you the direct experience. Yes. So therefore, Master C.V.V., before the descent of the energy into him, he was having certain concepts. Yes. But once that energy descended, he ascended into a state of universal understanding. Yes. He therefore stopped putting the brow marks. Brow marks are limited to Hindus. Yes. He took out the cross thread which we all hold inside as a... Every tradition has its own symbols, you know. And there would be a thread around the waist. He removed them. Earlier, if you come to India, you see ది సేక్రెడ్ డాష్ బీయింగ్ అప్లైడ్ దెర్ ఆర్ హారిజాంటల్ లైన్స్ ఆన్ ది ఫోర్ హెడ్ దెర్ కెన్ బి వెర్టికల్ లైన్స్ ఆన్ ది ఫోర్ హెడ్ దెర్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్ వేస్ ఆఫ్ డెకరేటింగ్ యువర్ ఫోర్ హెడ్ డిక్లేరింగ్ యువర్ థీజం హీ కేమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ హీ కేమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ట్రెడిషన్స్ అండ్ బికేమ్ ఏ గ్లోబల్ వన్ హీ కేమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లోకల్ లాంగ్వేజెస్ హీ టుక్ టు ఇంగ్లీష్ హీ కుడ్ హ్యావ్ కంటిన్యూడ్ విత్ తెలుగు ఇన్ విచ్ ఫ్యామిలీ హీ వాజ్ బార్న్ ఆర్ హీ కుడ్ హ్యావ్ కంటిన్యూడ్ ఇన్ తమిళ్ where he was living or he could have picked up the national language Hindi or he could have picked up the Vedic language Sanskrit he picked up English to the surprise of all why English He said it is the future global language. Not only that, if we think of mantras, they are all conceived by the seers of Sanskritic times. So he also gave mantras in English. This deep, axis arranged hours. Higher bridge beginning, isn't it? He said, why not? What is important is the import of the sound. Import of the sound. Yeah. The purpose of a mantra is that you receive the import of the sound, which would cause the needed adjustments in you. That's how Jupiter works. Jupiter works with the sound. Venus works with colors. Yes. The energy that is descended into him is an energy that has tremendous cosmic Jupiterian vibration. So he took sound as a means to transform. And he did not name the energy. That's the beauty. Yes. He did not name the energy. He ascended into a state beyond all concept. And then, as the energy expressed itself through him, he allowed it to be expressed. Allowed it to be expressed. And he did not relate anything to the past. Anything. He released himself from all the past. All past tradition. Which is absolutely not unacceptable to the local society. They said he has become... He is mentally derailed. Don't go to him. He's derailed. A master who is known so well globally, even today, is just not known so much in Kumbakonam. There are hardly 2 persons or 3 persons in Kumbakonam where he lived. Even today it is like that. And those 2 or 3 persons, they come to yoga school only when groups like us go there to open the doors. And they see with a strange mind why people come from such distances into this yoga school. What is the magic about it? They don't know. Till date, it is like that. I have taken our group so many times. You hardly see 2 caretakers working at it. and the chief caretaker is mostly in Bangalore. So when we announce that we are going there, he will also come as a matter of cooperation. So that is how, yes. But he was expected. Master CVV was expected. That energy was expected even as in the century before. During the end of 19th century, thanks to Madam Blavatsky, the Theosophical Society members, they were expecting an energy that would descend and inaugurate the new age. But they missed it. They missed. They were having some other idea. Yes. And they missed it. So it happens like that. When, likewise with Master M.N., he was also a devotee of Lord Krishna. In spite of his devotional approach to Krishna, nothing was working with him. Yes. He was having everything, but not peace of mind. We may have 1,000 things with us, and yet we may not be happy persons. Isn't it? Always some unrest inside. Yes. And with a man, the situation is, it's a causeless unrest. Causeless. Yes. He was wondering. Yeah. He is in a good profession. He was professionally well recognized in his town. He's married. He has children. He has a good house. He has everything that would make a man comfortable. But there is unrest. Why this unrest? He pursued education in science. He was a great teacher of physics. The book that he wrote on physics was a popular text. Yes. Was a popular text in the entire Andhra and Tamil Nadu province. It was prescribed in the colleges. But he was not happy being a teacher of the physical science. So he shifted to law. See how he did. From science to the law. Then he did law. And he became a lawyer. An advocate. Was practicing, but unrest, unrest, always unrest. Once he went to his maternal uncle in Chennai, yes, and told him, I have everything, but still I have unrest. What could be the reason? Yes. Normally we philosophize, you know, when people have a cause to worry, when they have a cause to worry, and when they are worrying, we say, don't worry, isn't it? There is a cause to worry, and he is worrying, which is very natural. But here is a case, there is worry, but there is no cause for it. So he shared this situation with his maternal uncle. Then that maternal uncle suggested, there is a mysterious person in Kumbakonam. You may visit him. బికాజ్ నో వన్ కెన్ రిలే గివ్ ఆన్సర్ టు యువర్ క్వశ్చన్. ఇట్స్ ఎ మిస్టరీ. అండ్ మైండ్ యూ, ఎమన్ ఈజ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ ఇంటలెక్ట్. హీ వాజ్ నాట్ ఎన్ ఎమోషనల్ మ్యాన్, ఎ వెరీ గ్రేట్ ఇంటలెక్ట్. ఎస్, టు సాటిస్ఫై అన్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ త్రూ కన్వర్సేషన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఈజీ. సో ది మెటర్నల్ అంకుల్ హీ సజెస్టెడ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ మిస్టీరియస్ మ్యాన్ ఇన్ కుంభకోణం, మేబీ యూ గెట్ ది హెల్ప్, యూ గెట్ హెల్ప్ దేర్, గో టు కుంభకోణం. So when he went to Kumbhakonam, to the master's house, the master was standing at the very threshold of his house, as if he was waiting to receive Yaman. So as Yaman came and saw the master at the very threshold, Yaman saluted. Then the master said, what do you want? Straight away. What do you want? Then a man said, peace. 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 I don't have peace. Just one word the master said, granted. Finished. Granted. That's it. From that day till he left his body, there was no situation where he was not peaceful. Always joyful. Always joyful. So his joy is causeless again. Earlier the worry was causeless. Now the joy is causeless. He was always joyful. And he too came out of all concept of divinity. Mind you, be it Master MN or Master CVV or Master EK, they never defined the divinity as this or that. They have made their own effort to raise ourselves into that state where you can you are ready to experience the divine through any means, at any time. That's the beauty. That is synthesis. Yes. And coming back to, I say, Master Mani has grown so well with the energy which is never named till date. Yes. We don't name the energy that we invoke in the morning and in the evening. It has no name. We relate to it and we are thankful to those through whom we received it. It is only expression of thankfulness to CVV or MN or EK. But the relation is to the energy. They remained as channels to it. Yeah. But that energy is never defined. Yeah. What is that energy? It is descended in the from the most high circles. Most high circles. And Master EK, he was always relating to the mother energy. And relating to the mother energy through the sound of Gayatri. He had earlier appearance of the energy in the form of mother when he was a student. And he was very happy that the mother is favorable to him. Just in the case of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, who always refers to the energy as the mother. After he completed his education, when he has set up his family and settled in a teaching profession, he took a picture of the mother Gayatri. We have so many pictures. India is full of pictures, full of symbols. But the understanding is, what is in the symbol is also beyond the symbol. What is in the picture is also beyond the picture. Through all pictures, only one is seen. Yes, if you see the World Teacher Trust, especially if you come to Guru Pujas in India, you find almost all forms of angels, all forms of teachers. We make a big galaxy of teachers and angels. And we, why so many people ask? Why so many? We say there are not so many. It's only one as many. It's only one as many, not so many. Yes. To give this understanding, we set all pictures. Yes. That's the beauty. Yes. Otherwise, if you relate solo to one picture, it's a problem. You cannot accept another picture. If you don't have a picture, it's a problem. If you have a picture, it's a problem. So have as many pictures as possible so that you go beyond the form of the pictures and see the one light as all. So Master E.K. initially was relating to the mother. And when he settled in his life, he got married, he became a teacher. So he set his family and yet to get children, he thought he will devote more time to the mother. So as he was devoting more to the mother energy, meaning the energy in the form of a lady, then instead of the form being in female form, instead of a female lighted form, he started finding this form, which he never knew. Yeah. He was relating to the form of, relating to the energy in the form of a female with the five heads. With five heads. And then each head having three eyes and sitting in a lotus posture, beautifully decorated, very good vibrant colored sari, and the face full of light. That was his earlier understanding. So when he was trying to relate to it, slowly this form started appearing. The form which is set here. That too from, first he saw the seat of the master with the two legs, not like in the lotus posture. The posture we see here is called Virasana, but not Padmasana. Virasana means it's a kingly asana. Just sweeping one foot over the other leg. One leg over the other, not the two like this. He was wondering. And later he found the lungi part, the lower garment. And later the higher part. And later the head. And later complete light coming out of every part of the body. From the tip of the toe, from the nail of the toe also there was so much light coming. He was surprised. Who is this? What is this form? He that form was never known to him. He was worshipping Gayatri daily and he was seeing this kind of thing. So later he came to know that it is a great master who lived in Kumbakonam. And this happened to Master K. Master CBV was not in form. He ascended into lighted form. But even now he is there, but not in lighted form. He permeates in the midair. Permeates in midair. If he intends to, he will take a form. So he took to a form and appeared to the master, whom we call Master Ike. Yes. So you worship something else and something else appears to you. Yes. But Master, since it is appearing by itself, he started relating to it. When he started relating to it, it started speaking to him. Not only speaking to him, but also instructing him. Not only instructing him, but also giving lengthy dictations on astrology. And very lengthy dictations on psychology. And it also instructed him to make note. So it was surprising to him. Surprising to him. And ultimately, all that the master teaches, Master E.K., is not about the form of CVV. Yes. You see the books? Or see the books that come through me. There is no promotion of the form of CVV as such. It's only the omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient one. Yes, yes. All books coming from Master K. Yes. He originally belonged to the Vaishnavite cult. But he ceased to be a Vaishnavite. Yes, sir. Yes. Normally in India, those who follow Vishnu cult, they do not worship Shiva. Those who worship Shiva, they do not worship Vishnu. This kind of problems exist with humanity. Yes. There are 5 different varieties of worships in India. There are some who worship the divine as the mother. There are some others who worship the divine as Vishnu, the second logos. There are yet others who worship the divine as the first logos. By that it is already 3 systems. There is a 4th system where they worship the divine as the sun, central sun, and then cosmic sun. That's the 4th cult. The 5th cult is to worship the divine in a hierarchy of forms relating to Ganesha. So there is a Ganesha worship. There is a sun worship, yes. There is a mother worship, there is a Vishnu worship, there is a Shiva worship, and there is a worship beyond all these forms. That is the 6th one. It's called Brahmo Samaj. Means this is Brahman. Those who follow Brahman, which is formless and nameless one, they don't accept these forms. And those who are into these forms are stuck in their forms. Yes. As I said in the initial state, a man who was worshipping Shiva had the vision of Rama because he was open-minded. Otherwise you don't cognize unless you are open-minded. So likewise, there are so many stories in the other worships also. So therefore, the teachings coming from, be it Master CVV or Master MN or Master EK, there is no definition given to God, but willing to see God in the defined ones. The infinite can also be seen through the finite. Yeah, that's the beauty. That is the synthesis. Therefore, there is no problem for those who follow the Master to accept any other worship forms. In the world teacher trust, there is no difficulty to accept Jesus the Christ. There is no difficulty to accept the Egyptian pyramids. There is no difficulty in accepting the wisdom of Pythagoras. There is no difficulty in accepting the wisdom coming from the Mayans, from Chaldeans. There is no difficulty in accepting the wisdom coming from the Hebrews. All theologies are part of the one. All worship, varieties of worships are part of the one. The one has many. This one has many is the ultimate understanding of Upanishads. In Upanishads also, they don't define God. Yet, they accept in any form, God in any form. Yes. As I spoke to you, there is no objection to accept God in the form of a bull, or in the form of a serpent, or in the form of an eagle. In any form is okay because he is omnipotent one. He is all potential. So through any form he can accept. So this kind of openness is important when you relate to the energy which is nameless and formless, yet it can reach you through any form and every form. Yes. Any form. A kid can come to you and give a message. Don't think that it is a kid. In the kid also it is there. Today when I was taking breakfast, a kid came to me. Yes. Isn't it? A kid came. Or Kwan. Dibesa. His son. He tried to come to me yesterday evening. But the elders prevented. Again today he came. Again today he came. I said, hi, how are you? And I shook hands. He's not satisfied. He wanted to kiss me. Yes. So why should he think of kissing me? Yes. So you can see him as a kid, or you can see him as the divine, who is for a while pleased with you. For a while. Yes. You can't give a certificate to yourself that the divine is always pleased with you. Sometimes. Yes. Why not? Isn't it? So to see that it is Mark or Markandeya who has come to kiss me, or to see the divine coming and kissing, because no child of that way comes and kisses me. Not even my grandchildren. Something prompted from within him. Mm-hmm. Something prompted from within him. When I shook hand also, he was not satisfied. Yeah, that's how it can happen. Just to give an example, if you are alert, you can see many things. If you are not alert, you see, when you go to places, there are so many. I have seen all over the planet the visit of the divine in varieties of, and showing things which are not even known to the locals. Why? Because we have to be always alert and be open. Not have a closed, defined orientation. An undefined orientation. The scriptures say don't define yourself. Yes. Don't define. If you define, you are only that. But you are the undefinable one. Yeah. Because you are also that. That is undefinable. So are you, because you are a manifestation of that. Yes. Don't define yourself by your name. Don't define yourself by your form. Don't define yourself by your personality. Personality, each life, it takes a different role. The same actor who played Moses also played the role of Ben-Hur. But the actor knows that he is neither Ben-Hur nor was he Moses. Isn't it? We also play so many roles. Personalities are like the role play. Role play. So we play a role this life. It's not an eternal role. Each time different task is given. Yes. You may have a different name. You may have a different form. But you or I or he, these are the three referred to I, you and he or she. They are not definable. I am is not definable. Yes. Why? Because it descends from an indefinable energy. An indefinable energy has emerged itself and formed around it a personality to perform certain acts on the planet and experience it. Yes. And also share that experience. Yes. Therefore, whatever is in this life may not necessarily be the role in the next life. Just like an actor or an actress doesn't have same role in another movie, would he have different role? Yes. Different roles, different attire, different appearance. Yes. He may be playing a mythological role. An actor plays a mythological role, and in the next movie he plays a social role, and in the third movie he plays a role where he is a warrior. Yes. Normally in movies you see one actor playing many roles. But in our movie, we also change gender. Don't think that you were males in the previous incarnation. Or you were females in the previous incarnation. We define that we are females. We define that we are males. We are not males, female, female. We are that. Yeah. It can take to a male form. It can take to a female form. Different roles at different times. The scriptures say, to round up the experience, alternatingly we become male and female. So be sure, most of you who are in the female form were in male form and will be again in male form. So also the males who would be playing female forms. because male and female energies have to be balanced in us. So don't define that we are male or that we are female. Don't define that we are man or woman. Yes. I am is neither man nor woman. I am is even beyond human. Human is a possibility. Yes. Woman is a possibility, man is a possibility for I am. Yes. I know masters of wisdom who were earlier in human form are today in the form of birds. Yes. Birds. See, for I am, the possibilities are too many. The abilities are too many. The potential is undefinable. Many times, you see a master of wisdom in an eagle form. Yes. You can also see masters of wisdom as cobras with a gem on their head. The very word cobra is so frightening to us. Right? Yeah. But the truth is, I am being an expression of that has possibility to take to different forms and conduct different roles, provided we don't define ourselves. That's why one of the questions which I raised in the name of Master Kuthumi, who am I? The simple answer is, I am Kumar. Which is not true. The simple answer is, I am male. I am Indian. Yes. These are all temporary definitions. And they are not valid for all times. I am is valid for all times to come. So I am itself cannot be condensed into a form. I am can be in an angelic form. Yeah. It can be in human form. It can be in male form. It can be in a female form. It can be in the form of a bird. It can be in the form of a snake. There are such situations. Such situations. If you go to Himalayas, sometimes you find a lion. It's not lion as such. It is a very highly realized noble soul that resides in such a form. And you all know that there is another being who is worshipped even by the entire hierarchy. He is in a monkey form. Yes. Monkey form. Whom we call Hanuman. He is very much there on earth in the form of a monkey. But he is not monkey. That's the difference. Yes. We feel that we are humans, isn't it? The one who we know, Hanuman, does not feel anything about him. Long, long ago, he stopped defining himself. Yes. But he hides himself in the form of a monkey. It reminds me of a small story. Among the five sons of light, Pandavas, the second one is the was born out of air, with the blessing of the air. He is the son of air, meaning this is the strongest one. There was no one equal to him in strength. He was not only physically strong, he was equally good in wisdom. Once he wanted to, and he was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. A great devotee of Lord Shiva. Bhima is his name. Bhima. Once he goes to Himalayas to fetch a particular flower. On the way, he encounters this monkey. Yes. The monkey was sitting on the side of the way, and its tail was laid across the way to the other side of the way. Then this Bhima, he looked at the monkey and alerted it. Remove the tail, I have to go. Yes. The monkey said, the tail is too long and I am a very old person. Yes. Very old person. I cannot lift my own tail. Yes. Just like when we get old, we get up very slowly, isn't it? Yes. With the support of two hands. Also, you may not be able to get up. You want someone else to help you to get up, isn't it? So the monkey said, it is, I'm too old and because of my age, this tail has grown so much, I can no more move it. Why don't you put it aside? Then Bhima, being son of a king, he had his own pride, you know, and he was also a very strong man. So he wanted to lift the tail with his foot. Just kick it out so that it passes. But he did not move. Did not. Then he used his mace. Yes, set the mace and tried to lift it up and put it to the other side. It did not move. Then we must ask the monkey, what do you eat? What do you eat that your tail is so strong? The monkey said, it's not that what I eat, but it has become so heavy for me that I cannot myself lift it. Since you wish to, he felt it's an insult for him to cross over the tail. So he entered to lift it up. It did not work. Then he has used his hand to lift it up. It did not. He has used his two hands. When he has put his two hands under the tail and wanted to lift up, the two hands got stuck in it. Under. And for the first time, he looked at the tail with detail. Yes. Yes. Because he became alert. What kind of tail it is? That with the two hands of a person who is so completely strong, he could not lift the tail. So he looked at the tail. When he looked at the tail, he found that every skin pore of the tail is like a resplendent Sivalinga. So he saw so many Sivalingams. All are lighted Sivalinga, Jyotirlinga, we say, the crystals light. He was so surprised. Then he looked at the body, he could not see. So much light. Full of Sivalingams from top to the tip of the tail. From the top of monkey to the tip of the tail. Complete, full of Sivalingams. Then he thought, this is not an ordinary monkey. Not an ordinary monkey. So he bowed down before him and said, please excuse me, I did not realize that you are such a devotee to Shiva, that your entire skin pores, they have this resplendent form of the Shivalingas. And ask, who are you and why are you here? Then the monkey said, I was waiting for you here to help you in your task which you have to fulfill. The task that you have embarked upon is not an easy task. I will help you, since you are my younger brother. Because Hanuman is also, one of the fathers to Hanuman is the heir. Yes. Hanuman is born by one of the Maruts. I spoke to you about the seven Maruts in Spain. And he is an embodiment of all the seven Maruts. Maruti is his name. And before he entered the air, he descended from the first Lagos. So he is also called the son of Shiva. So he is not a devotee of Shiva, he is the very son of the Shiva. Yes. This fellow is son of air and devoted to Shiva, Bhima. But Hanuman is son of Shiva and also son of air. So therefore he said, I am here to help you in your tasks. It is he who takes to, he also invisibly participates in the Mahabharata war. Yes. He blesses this Bhima and says, I will help you in the war also, because you are righteous. You know what he does in the war? He stays on the flag. On the flag of Arjuna, on the chariot. The chariot with which Arjuna fights. On the top of the chariot was a flag upon which there is a symbol of Hanuman. What Hanuman does being on the chariot is make the wind favorable for the arrows released by Arjuna and make the wind opposite to the others who release their arrows from the other side. So the arrow you release is 10 times more speedy, while the arrows the others release from the other side are 10 times less speedy than normal. So it means 100 times more speedy from this side. So that's how he helps. So why I say this story is, great beings, they just remain as that I am. That I am. They don't care in what form they are. Whatever form in which they are, their form is not their limitation. Their form is not their limitation. They can be in any form. That's how you see stories in the scriptures of great beings in variety of forms. And those who are only stuck to forms cannot see that which is beyond the form. That's our problem. Yes. That's our problem. You try to go and see some sacred tree somewhere. It may be in your own backyard. Maybe in your own backyard. The treasures that you try to look for could be around you or even within you. So therefore this synthesis is only possible only to those who are truly devoted to see the one in all. Devotion to a form, devotion to a name. This Bhima was devoted to Shiva. But still, here is an embodiment of Shiva which you could not see.
Yes.
So that's why we have to break all the concepts that we carry in our mind. That's why a true Mason is the one who breaks all implements of Masonry. A true Mason is said to be the one who breaks all implements of Masonry. He does not hang on to Masonic symbols. Because the original is all around. Why a duplicate? The compass in you, when you work horizontally and also work vertically, the point where it meets is the head of the compass, where one leg goes horizontal, another goes vertical. When you receive from higher circles and translate into action in the horizontal plane, there is a connection from the top of the vertical to the tip of the horizontal, forming the hypotenuse, which is a creation in view and ancient order. No Mason can ever tell you this. No Mason. That you yourself carry the implements in you. Why an implement outside? When you meet others at their level, that is what is called meet levels. Don't meet like this. Don't look down upon people. When you do not have to look down upon people, you don't have to look up for them. Both are gone. That is what is called the water level. You see the horizon? We are lucky to see such a horizon. It's a clean level. There is no slant. The water level at the sea, if you see where the sky and the sea meet, it is just like that. If you compare that with our balcony, what do you call that? Parapet wall, where you have a bar. You can see if this bar is fixed in a level. And to my amazement, in this hotel, it is so perfect. Super. When you look to such things, you are also leveled. Yes. You don't need separately an instrument of leveling. Yes. When you meet people in their heart, do not meet them by their personality identities. Then you meet levels. Yes. Otherwise you neglect some. You look for some. Those who you look for, they don't look to you. Those who are looking for you, you don't look to them. This is normal in life. There are some who would look to us. They care for us. They look for us. We don't look to them. We look to some other. That some other doesn't look at us. It looks at something else. It is this psychology of humanity. You don't look to those who look to you. For that also there is a story which I may have narrated in the past. Once upon a time there was a king. It is narrated by Dattatreya. Yes. It is given out by, it is there in Avadhuta Gita. Yes. how foolish we are not to relate to those who relate to us. There was a king who was in deep love with his lady, the queen. Once from a distant land, a merchant came to do business in his kingdom. So he first came to pay respects to the king. He offered an exquisite jewel. To the king and said, may I be permitted to do my business in your kingdom for so many years. It's like seeking a visa. The king said, how many days you stay here? 90 days. Yeah. Like our visas. Or 1 year. Yes. The king said, okay, we can do business. So having received this jewel in the courtyard, he took it with him, went to the palace, and with great joy, he decorated the queen's neck with it and said, this is a special gift that came today. I am most happy giving it to you. So the queen received it. But the queen has not as much love towards the king as the king has towards the king. She has a liking, though not an affair. She has no affair with any other person, but she has a particular liking for the one who nourishes the king's horse. There is a person in the royal palace who takes care of the horses of the king. He takes such an excellent care of the horses. The queen was observing him. He developed liking for her. But no affair. But there was a liking. Yes. So one day, she gave it to him. She gave this jewel to him out of joy. Yes. See, your husband gave you a jewel and you give it to a servant in your palace. And that fellow, the one who maintains the horses, he is in love with a dancer who dances in the royal court. Yes. What a fallacy. He is in love with a dancer who dances once a month before the king in the royal court. She is an excellent dancer, a very beautiful woman. So, for the next dance program before the king, with all joy and with all pride, she puts on the jewel and comes to dance in the royal court. Yes. So when she dances, naturally, the jewel being a very exquisite jewel, it catches the eye of the people. It also caught the eye of the king. He was surprised. Yes. How could this lady have this jewel? Did the merchant give another to her? Or is it the same jewel that he gave it to his lady? So he got it inquired. The further beauty of the story is, after the dance, the dancer gave the jewel as present to the king. She doesn't know that it has come from the king. Because the dancer is holding very deep love for the king. What a story. Yes. So the circle is complete. Yes. Then the king inquired. When the king inquired, he found the whole circuit and he just laughed at the whole thing. He laughed at the whole thing. Then he remembered his teacher. Yes. The teacher was always telling him, the king's teacher was always telling him that you don't love me as much as I love you. Yes. You don't even love 1% of what love I hold for you. The king did not believe. Why do you say this, Master? Why do you say this? No, I know. I am oriented to all my students 100%. You are not so much oriented as I am oriented to you all. So when this episode happened, the king realized that his master relates to him, he relates to his lady relates to the one who maintains horses in the palace, and that fellow relates to the dancer relates to the king. So no one relates to the one who relates to you. This is the normal human tendency. Normal human tendency. Yes. That's why the divine says, if you look to me, I look to you. That means if we don't look to him, does he not look to us? Even if we don't look to him, he looks to us. But we don't see that he is looking to us. See, I have such beautiful eyes of Master Count Saint Germain over there. Yeah? When I look to him, automatically he is always looking at me. Isn't it? His look at me is continuous. My look at him is intermittent, isn't it? Intermittent. Now and then we look to. But a master of wisdom, always. That's why the saying is, you realize that I look to you only when you look to me. Yes. Many people say, master is does not look to me. Teacher does not look to me. Why? Because you look to something else, therefore you don't see that the master is looking. He is looking from within, he is always observing. The master energy is within each one of us. We are continuously looked at. We are continuously observed. We don't need cameras. There is an inner eye which keeps seeing every damn thing that you entertain in you. Every damn thing. But he is so compassionate, he smiles. Just like the king smiled. He smiles. And looking at the thoughts you entertain, looking at the self-pity feelings that you entertain, see, we all suffer out of love for ourselves. We love ourselves so much that we feel we are already doing so much. If we love people as much as we love ourselves, already the job is accomplished. Yes. But a master of wisdom, in his love for others, he forgets himself. So coming back to the point, I am, yes, he is eternally present. Because it is not just that I am, it is that I am. So that I am, when you relate to, and only that I am, if you look to all around, you stand the chance of experiencing the presence as it comes from any direction, as it comes from any direction. Otherwise, there are so many stories. Yes. That's where a teacher tries to orient the ones who are oriented to him to relate them to the omnipresent one. That is the true teacher. A true teacher is one who orients all those who are oriented to him to the omnipresent one. Then he has discharged himself from the duty which he is entrusted with. The scriptures say, what, Joseph? The scriptures say, the true teacher is the one who orients the students to the omnipresent one, but not just allow the student always only to orient to himself only. Such teachers are dangerous. Such teachers are dangerous because they try to enjoy the power of being a teacher. Power of being a teacher. They make their students dependent on them. For everything you have to look to the teacher. Isn't it? For everything. A true teacher makes you self-dependent and also ensures that you relate to the universal and the master through the master which is in you, which is in each one of us. That's how the scripture says, Kumbhinedhava Chappedi Gurudu Gurudu. A true teacher is the one who relates you to the universal being, of whom you are an offspring. So that knowledge is given, and he ensures that the student remains at all times open to relate to that energy through any form or through any name, in any place and any time. That's how true teachers prepare others. I'll give you in the afternoon two or three stories how great avatars and teachers enabled those who leaned on them, not to lean on them, but to lean on the master which is in them. I'll give you two episodes in the afternoon. With that we conclude the teachings for this seminar. Tomorrow we'll have question answer sessions. Tomorrow we have very lengthy program. Many events are there. We'll think up today now. Namaskaram.